News release. Waterloo Regional Police. On February 15, at approximately 1:45 p.m., police responded to a report of a carjacking in the area of Dixon Street. During the investigation, officers learned that a male and a female victim were in their vehicle when they were approached by an unknown male with a firearm. The suspect threatened the victims and proceeded to steal their vehicle with their dog in it. The suspect fled the area in the stolen vehicle and was involved in four separate hit-and-run collisions across Cambridge and Woolwich Township. Officers from WRPS, Neighborhood Policing, Robbery Team, Emergency Response Team, ERT, and Break, Enter, and Vehicle Theft Team, BEVT, responded to assist in locating the suspect and stolen vehicle. At approximately 3:05 p.m., a witness reported a driver of a pickup truck driving through a field in the area of Sawmill Road in Woolwich Township. At approximately 3:15 p.m., officers located the suspect and stolen vehicle in a ditch in the area of Ebbycrest Road and Victoria Street North. The suspect attempted to flee the area on foot and was arrested by police after a short foot pursuit. As a result of the collision, a 29-year-old male from St. Thomas was charged with robbery with a firearm, dangerous operation, fail to remain. The male was held in police custody for a bail hearing. The dog was located a short distance away from Dixon Street and was returned to its owner. The investigation remains ongoing by members of WRPS Robbery Unit and additional charges are anticipated. Anyone with information is asked to call police at 519-570-9777 extension 8255. Anonymous information can be provided to Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or submitted online at www.waterlooCrimeStoppers.com. Original report. Waterloo Regional Police have located a stolen vehicle and the dog inside following a carjacking investigation, according to a post on X, formerly Twitter. Police said the incident happened in the area of Dixon Street in Cambridge. One man is in custody and the dog, which was inside a crate at the time of the theft but was let loose in the area of the Grand River, was found and returned to its owner. The post can be viewed here.